With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Garfield County is looking to diversify its economy so it's not as dependent on oil and gas. Kristen Kay reports, the discussion comes as the county updates its comprehensive plan, which guides development through 2030.
Garfield County relies on oil and gas. That industry accounted for about 30% of its economy in 2018. But a new addition to the 2030 Comprehensive Plan acknowledges that revenues are unpredictable and that oil and gas are, quote, finite resources. While the updated draft plan says a top priority is ensuring the long-term viability of oil and gas extraction, it includes another goal of strengthening the economy by developing areas like healthcare and education. It also recommends growing tourism and outdoor recreation. Garfield County commissioners are using new data about population and economic forecasts as they consider several updates to the comprehensive plan in upcoming work sessions. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
The third annual Senior Law Day is happening today at Basalt Middle School. Craig Kopp has the details.
Residents of Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties are gathering to hear about everything from warning signs of Alzheimer's to the top 10 scams targeting seniors. Jennifer Wary, the executive director of Alpine Legal Services, helped organize Senior Law Day.
We really want to maximize, you know, the improvements to the experience of aging. There are so many local resources who are really working hard to make sure that the experience of aging is as positive as possible here in the Valley.
Senior Law Day is from 8 to 4 today. I'm Craig Kopp, Aspen Public Radio News.
As winter storms arrive, a new traction law passed by state lawmakers this year is not sticking with some drivers. Scott Franz has more.
The Colorado Department of Transportation has blamed multiple closures of I-70 this week on drivers who did not have the right tires or chains for the snowy conditions. CDOT spokesman Matt Enzio says about 30 vehicles were stuck or stopped on the interstate west of Morrison Wednesday night, and 90% of them were not complying with the new traction law. The Colorado State Patrol says it focused on reopening the road, not on writing tickets. The new law says drivers must carry chains or have adequate tires on the mountain stretch of I-70 from September to the end of May. Violators who cause a lane closure during a storm can be fined as much as $656. I'm Scott Franz.
I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.